people who live in the southwest of the U.S. are used to the heat, but...
Ooh, it has been sizzling hot these last few days.
That's meteorologist Iris Hermosillo. Even she can't believe the temperatures in Phoenix, Arizona the last few days. She's with KNXV-TV.
The high today was about 110 degrees, a bit of a relief compared to yesterday's 115 or Sunday's 118.
Your skin just feels like it's burning. It's as if you opened up that oven door and that first hot air, blast of hot air hits your face. That's kind of what it feels like when you step outside when it's 115 plus or 110 plus.
The heat wave stretches across most of the southwestern U.S. At least four people have died, and the temperatures are fueling several wildfires.
In Phoenix, an excessive heat warning is in place through Thursday night. Iris Hermosillo says that limits any outside activities.
Indoors, indoors, indoors. That's the place to be. And then just stressing to stay hydrated. Don't wait until you're thirsty. Make sure that you know the signs of heat stroke.
Those include nausea, skin that's hot to the touch, and not sweating. Hermosillo says watch out for pets, too. And remember, it's temporary.
We can endure 3 months of this for the rest of the year. That's pretty picture perfect.
Stay safe out there.